Here's the 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. The longest-serving president of the Confederation of African Football, Issa Hayatou, is no more. Five news media outlets have been slammed sanctions by the National Communication Council. The news in full. Former Confederation of African Football president Issa Hayatou is dead. The native of Garoua, who headed CAF for more than 30 years, died this evening in Paris, France. Senior reporter Simon Lyonga has the profile of the man who is also the only African to have been a FIFA president.
It is difficult to give a resume of the life of the fallen hero, Issa Hayatou, born on the 9th of August and died on the eve of his birthday, exactly 78 years after. The son of the then Lamido of his birth city, the middle distance runner and physical education teacher, was a complete athlete from his early years. He was a champion in track and field events, an ace in basketball that he played right up to the national team, a football player and a champion and national record holder in the 400 and 800 meter races. Not surprising then, when he opted for a profession in the teaching of sports and physical education in 1973 after his training in the University of Yaoundé. Without wasting much time, his management skills were detected and Issa Hayatou left the field for the office. At 28 only, he was appointed Secretary General of the Cameroon Football Federation, FECAFOOT, and without knowing, that was the start of a future that will see him sit on the highest stool of global football management. In the meantime, he had a little break that saw him occupy the post of Director of Sports at the then Ministry of Youth and Sports from 1982 to 1984, going back to the FA as Vice President from 1984 to 86, before taking over the top job from 1986 to 1988. From 1988, he left Cameroon along with the indomitable Lions of Cameroon to Morocco for the Africa Cup of Nations, and as the team won all their games on the field to bring home the most coveted football trophy in Africa, Issa Hayatou outplayed opposition in the offices to bring home the presidency of the African Football Confederation, CAF. That was the end of a career as a Cameroonian football official, but the start of another career that made Issa Hayatou an international citizen. Difficult to forget his stay at the helm of the Confederation of African Football, CAF. For 31 years, he completely transformed the management of the African Football House, but also the game on the field. Under Issa Hayatou, the African Cup of Nations left from an 8-nation tournament to 12 and then 16 nations. Under him, the women's game gained recognition with the creation of the AUCON, that is the African Women's Cup of Nations, and the age competitions that saw the coming to the lights of the under 17 and under 20 competitions, as well as his last creation, the African Nations Championship, the CHAN, in 2009. His stay in that body for the time he did made him a serious stakeholder in world football, rising to the post of senior vice president of FIFA and consequently occupying the top job of the World Football Governing House. From October 8, 2015 to February 26, 2016, Issa Hayatou was the president of FIFA. He held the highest voice in FIFA following the suspension of Sepp Blatter. He was therefore the one who organized the elections that brought Gianni Infantino into the FIFA presidency. After failing to win another mandate in CAF in 2017, Issa Hayatou returned home to be recognized by his people that handed him the presidency of the Board of Directors of the National Football Academy, ANAFOOT.
Senior reporter Simon Lyonga. Legal instruments binding the bilateral relations between Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea were examined today at the 9th session of the Cameroon-Equatorial Guinea Mixed Commission taking place in La Paz. Albert Njembon, the CRTV Special Envoy.
There is a general consensus that there is need to give a new impetus to bilateral cooperation between Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea as both parties come to terms with the reality that not much has been achieved in the implementation of accords signed by the two countries in the past, one of which is the free circulation of people and goods. The closure of the border line at QC from the Equatorial Guinean end was given much attention. The authorities insist this is a general measure taken to protect its national sovereignty and safeguard institutions, and not a decision against Cameroon, but promised a review. They are also recommending that the two parties sensitize their local populations on the intention of measures taken and urge for better communication between local administrative and security officials along the borderline. The two parties are lauding the free movement of people and goods at sea following accords signed in April this year, and recommend that it should be the same on land. They are also lauding the conviviality observed in the processing of files in embassies and consuls accredited in both countries. All of these issues and more will feature in the final report of the proceedings that will be reviewed during a plenary this evening. I's and T's will be dotted before the final document is signed this Friday to mark the end of the ninth session. Ministers Mbelan Bela and Paul Atanganji, dispatched by President Paul Biya to Equatorial Guinea, are keen on the issues discussed to ensure that the outcome reflects the hopes and aspirations of Cameroonians while igniting a new flame in the historic ties between the two countries. Albert Njembonde, Christian Betsigi on special assignment in La Paz.
The Douala Referral Hospital will soon have an oncohematology unit. It is in charge of the diagnosis, treatment and prevention of blood diseases, cancer and researches into them. The foundation stone of the building to host the unit was laid today by the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manauda Malashi, who was accompanied by the board chair of the hospital, Professor Elvis Ngole Ngole. Dr. Manauda Malashi also exchanged with the staff of the Douala Referral Hospital during today's visit.
We have discussed with personnel, with patients and all staff of this hospital, and I'm very satisfied for what I see, for what I heard this year, and for what you are doing. The head of test, His Excellency Paul Biya, has done a lot for the health systems. So we have to be very satisfied. We have to be very proud of our health soldiers, our health system, and we don't need anymore to go abroad to have the care. We can have all we need abroad here in Douala, in Yaoundé, in our country. We have just to trust to our health system, to trust health soldiers, and you shall see that we have done a job here, and the head of state has done a lot for the health system. So that is what I can say, and I'm very satisfied for what I see here.
The Cameroon Bioscience Society will hold its annual General Assembly this November. The society that was created 31 years ago brings together researchers, students and everyone working in the area of life sciences. Activities to launch the upcoming General Assembly will be at the center of discussions this Friday on the campus of the University of Douala. The General Assembly of the Cameroon Bioscience Society is a statutory session devoted to the promotion to promoting life science in Cameroon. The Tonka Town Hall in the Day Division in the West Region has been officially opened. The edifice worth over 600 million CFA francs was handed to the Tonga Communist Council by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam. Details with Isaac Ngonkum.
Improving upon the living conditions of the local population through the provision of modern infrastructure, such as this town hall in Tonga, the division of the West Region, is the principal raison d'etre of the decentralization drive in Cameroon. The inauguration of the edifice by Decentralization and Local Development Minister George Elanga Obam, in the presence of the Secretary General at the West Regional Governor's Office and a battery of administrative, municipal and traditional authorities, is quite revealing. The mayor of the Tonga Council, Diodone Bankwe, used the occasion to call on militants of the CPTM party in the municipality to give a 100% vote in favor of President Paul Biya in the 2025 presidential election for the numerous achievements of the New Deal government, while the Director General of the Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FECOM, Philippe Camille Aqua, magnified efforts made by government in the effective decentralization agenda, calling on the populations to make good use of the edifice while preserving it for posterity. A total of over 616 million CFA francs was injected in the construction and furnishing of the town hall, sitting on some 3,000 meters square. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Tonga.
And over in Marwa, the foundation stone has been laid for the construction of a leisure park under the Green City project that is financed by the European Union. The stone was laid by the Marwa City Council Mayor, Dr. Sally Babani, in the presence of sectoral partners. Sylvester Atemken has the details.
The leisure park to be constructed on a surface area of 9,735 meters square, funded by the European Union, includes provision stores, boca rooms, restaurants, and other attractions. Prominent on the site will be the monument in honor of the head of state. The city council has undertaken this to give a new lease of life to the residents of Marwa under the Sustainable Green City project. While in the foundation stone, the Marwa City Mayor underscored its importance in enhancing social inclusion. Dr. Sally Babani.
To give the population the possibility to come out in the weekend to have a distraction here. And also to give our artists to make exposition here. And it's also the possibility in this site to celebrate the head of state by giving him a monument here.
Meanwhile, as part of measures to keep Marwa clean to avert floods during the rainy season, the Marwa City Council, through the same project implemented by Care Cameroon and Aderpa, has also recruited some young people and handed working materials to execute the exercise and also support their back-to-school endeavors.
Those youth in this period of holidays, they have to clean our water channels around the city. I transform them like our ambassadors to the population.
The city mayor, alongside his team and partners, also visited some reforestation and project sites where they noted with satisfaction the level of execution. Marwa, Sylvester Atemkin, CRTV.
Some media practitioners and organs have been sanctioned for professional malpractices by the National Communication Council. This was during the Council's 43rd ordinary session in Yaoundé today, chaired by its president, Joseph Chebonken Kalabubs. Details with Helen Nyoidine.
The National Communication Council has suspended Ruiz Radio for a period of 6 months for statements likely to discredit the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Gongo, during the program dubbed Editorial du Matin, presented by Simon Barlef Bijoka. The presenter has equally been suspended for a period of 6 months from practicing journalism in Cameroon. The council has also sanctioned the publisher of Premier Air newspaper, Alain Balomlo, from practicing journalism in Cameroon and has been relieved of his duties as a publisher for a period of 1 month. Canada International has been warned for broadcasting statements discrediting the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Ntanganji, during the program Canal Press on July 7, 2024. The council has called on Canada International to improve moderations in their programs. The National Communication Council has also issued a warning to the managers of Equinox TV, Nakwa Fongwa Duval, and that of Candice TV, Nkono Moba Claudia, for professional misconduct, while the program Droit de Réponse on Equinox TV has been suspended for a period of 1 month. The president of the National Communication Council, Joseph Chebunken Kalabubse, has urged media practitioners to be more professional in carrying out their duties.
The 2024-2025 cocoa season has been declared officially open at a ceremony in Vengo in the South Region by the Minister of Trade, Luc Magloire Bangartangana. The event unfolding at a time when Cameroonian cocoa is among the most sought after is a situation which has provoked a steady rise in the price of the commodity at home and abroad. And in news out of the country, former President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, and current Vice President Kamala Harris have agreed to have their first debate on the 10th of September on ABC. U.S. presidential elections will be held on the 5th of November. And that brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku.